4 million, how goes any couple more in the bank.
But we keep down the raps, can't have it, you must
see up on my back. Last when I dropped to the fingers on the tide.
It's cool though, cause she tell me she love me, but does she love me cause she want me for my money? Oh, does she want me cause she knows that I can get her in places? Either way, I see where life takes me. Shout out my brothers from Beta Squad. My brothers, we drop videos on Saturday. We tryna hit 10 million, just got real silly. And I even got a pod with a broski filly. And I, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah,
I got a new brand now. I guess it wasn't really part of the plan now. Wear clean hearts if you really wanna stand out.
It'd be on a Monday, put me up a tech on Tuesday. I was in a rolly by Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, but chill on Sunday.
And with that being said, yeah, man, it's your boy Young Philly.
Yo, my people, this back. Big rock clutch chunks, man.
Yes, yes, yes. How are we?
Good. Oh, they can't see the new mugs.
All right.
For the audio listeners,
yeah,
we're holding the
I wish they had it all the way around, because now I have to sip like this to show the logo.
Bro, it's a bit weird. Why is it on this side? That's very dumb. But you know what? Thanks so much for anyone that sent this.
Yeah, that's so right. Yeah.
Should be this episode, I can drink it.
No, because you could be a left-hander.
All right, then. But guess what? 83% of the world is right-handed.
Actually, 84.
Oh, wow.
I've checked recently.
Yeah?
On my studies.
Fair play, man.
Yeah.
Left-handed studies.
Yeah, right-handed studies. People loved the last episode.
They did, you know?
Yeah.
I had my boy KGD shout me and say to me that I hate you for the fact it's not 1 hour and a half and it's only 1 hour.
How long would you lot like the eps? Because I think an hour's long.
Let me know. Let us know in the comments.
How do you feel about an hour?
I think hour's perfect because, like, for me, I'm not really a pod man, though. Because there's pods out there that are 3 hours, 2 hours. Like, SDS Roundup every week that they do is 2 hours, 40 minutes minimum.
No way.
Mom's life. And I watch the whole 2 hours, 40 minutes.
Do you?
Yeah. Over 2 or 3 days, though.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, that's a very, very long time. But yeah, man, it was nice. It was nice. Glad we spoke about Palestine. Free Palestine one more time.
All the time.
All the time. Until they're free. But yeah, man, I feel like we got some really, really good feedback still.
Amazing.
Really enjoyed it. Here I've got what kind of YouTuber would you like to be?
What kind of YouTuber would I like to be?
Yeah, so like if you had the choice to be like, for example, like produce content like a Mr. Beast, like a Nico, like a... To be fair, you kind of do it on beta, but let's just talk about your individual channel. Because I would love to do videos like Nico, but sometimes I think to myself, well, where do I start?
Do you want me to be honest? I think for me, the reason I produce the content I do on my channel is because my idea creation is like very limited. I don't have the most like creative mind, but I feel like what I'm good at is developing ideas. So what I do for beta sometimes anyway, is we'll have an idea and then I'll try and make it better.
Okay.
So for me, like, I feel like my video ideas are very like basic, but you get a lot of personality through them and just rawness, which I feel like what made me in the position I'm in today.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like Nico has his own lane, Mr. Beast has their own lane. So for me, I'm kind of happy with the lane I've taken. Obviously it's very limited because I don't think you'll get past the 3-4 mils view marks. What? No, like the 3-4 mil views.
I was going to say subs.
No, so I'm on free. But I'm saying like views. So example, Nico can get a video on 20 mil norms. Mm. It's mental. You get it?
Crazy, yeah.
And I don't think I can do that. But I'm happy with the lane I've taken.
Yeah, so am I. But again, if I had a magic wand and I could be like, yeah, let me do content like this guy, I'd pick Nico. but yeah, I feel like that's what makes me and you special is the fact that our content is so raw and people get to see us for us, essentially.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But guys, also let us know in the comments as well, if you're watching this on YouTube, what kind of debates or conversations you want me and Philly to have, because it would be nice if they actually chime in and say, you know what, what's your opinion on this? And then we actually go, oh, you know what, this is our opinion. So that would be good as well, because I feel like we're just vibing right now, we're just having fun.
Right, here's a question. Do YouTube do YouTube awards?
Yes, they do the
streams. No, but not like invite people and go, oh yeah, so the best, the most viewed video for content creators this year is...
I think the streamers do something very similar. I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, the streamers do, but forget that. Do YouTube?
I don't think so.
YouTube, you should do that, you know? Have like all the YouTubers from across the world and give out awards.
I would be sick in it.
So, if there was the award for the best content creator...
This year?
Yeah, who would you give it to?
What? Beta Squad. I'm giving it to Beta Squad.
No.
Genuinely, hand in hand. I think we've created some incredible content this year.
Okay.
I think we've gained a lot of subscribers and the people are rocking with us to the point where we're being compared to the Sidemen. So, it's like for us to do it consistently for 2 years and already being compared to someone that's been doing it for 10 years, it shows how well we're doing, you know what I mean?
So you wouldn't give it to Mr. Beast?
Mr. Beast, I feel like he's the Messi of YouTube in terms of like, you can give him the Ballon d'Or every year, but it's kind of boring. Like,
But if Messi's scoring the most goals every year, why doesn't he deserve it?
I'm not saying he doesn't deserve it. I'm just saying I think Mr. Beast is the best content creator, but I feel like my favorite, obviously Bait Squad, maybe is biased, I don't know. But I feel like I just love watching our videos and being involved in them. Obviously, we've got some geniuses in the team that help us. And
some great guests that make appearances quite regularly.
Yeah, of course.
There's this guy called...
A young joke man?
No, I think it's Philly.
Yeah. No, he's class on there as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's quite good.
But if I'm not gonna be up our own ass, then yeah, I'd say Mr. Beast, obviously. Yeah. For me, he's like any upload he has, I can watch, man.
Best video you lot filmed this year? In your opinion, forget views.
If the America video was this year, I'd say that one. I think there was this year, to be fair. If not, the one of the Australia ones, man. I love it when we jump out and catch a flight somewhere, because it's enjoyable. It's not the same London type of content, but I would probably say, yeah, that America one, when me and Nico were a couple, like in what's called, we were in a group together, and then we ended up creating like the best content ever that day, man.
What was it? What was
Mall of America? Then we had to go, what the hell was the video? Wasn't it the one where we started from Minnesota and then we went down to watch Kenny's fight and Kenny sets us challenges? I think it's that one. Yeah, that was my favorite video, probably.
Is it the one where he's in a press conference and he's gone, Beta Squad, I have a challenge for you.
Yes. Cold. I'm pretty sure that was this year.
Cold.
Yeah, that would be my favorite one, man.
That was a really,
that's
really
my favorite
good video.
Video of all time.
That was a really good video.
What about you?
I do watch, but I just...
I do watch. That means he doesn't. It's fine. No. We'll move on. Let's go. So what other awards are there, Lawrence?
Awards-wise, we've got
Best agent, manager.
Best agent, manager.
Best agent, best
I'm gonna
manager.
Give this to it. Upload agency, love you guys.
Yeah, for real.
Online personality of the year, male or female, who have you got? Because obviously we're doing it kind of like the Oscars, where it's like, you know, a lot of the time men just pick men, women pick women.
All right, well,
like,
in that case, then give us nominees then.
Ooh, interesting. So do you want to do YouTube or do you want to do just overall online personality?
Overall online, I think.
Are you like, because could we include movie stars in this as well?
Nah, I think they're too clear. I'm talking about the quote unquote. You know what? Go on then.
Yeah, because.
And Speed as well.
Yeah.
Speed broke the internet when he finally met Ronaldo. I think that was his arc that he built it up. Like, I feel like he could have met him much earlier, but he wanted to make a whole storyline, like a storyline around it. The fact that he was going to different Man United games and couldn't see him. Then he went to Saudi, couldn't find him. You know what I mean? And I feel like Speed is definitely up there. But for me, in terms of. I think Speed has charisma, but Kai is very smart, in my opinion.
Yeah, Kai
is like
unbelievable.
The streams, the stream with Offset, for me, I was involved in maybe 7 hours of it. Like, I generally watched so much of it. I remember waking up being excited and seeing Offset brush his teeth, and it was incredible, man.
And then I also think to myself, who else even has that kind of pull where they're going to go get one of the biggest rappers in the world to stay with you for 24 hours in your home, in that room that has the cheetah rug that needs a little scrub.
That rug is, honestly, Kai, if you're watching this, man.
Yeah, because you're our brother though. Yeah, so don't take this.
I'll even get him on the pod soon as well. That's probably the worst rug I've ever seen in my life, that carpet. Just please, for God. I wish the fireworks burnt it that day that they did that, man. I hate that rug so much. Like, it gives me a headache when I'm watching the streams. You know, I watch the streams like this. For the audio listeners, I'm covering my eyes. Like, I watch it like that, man. Yeah, love you, Kai, man.
I'll give it to
Kai. Oh, actually, Beta's got A&B video this year. The Box, you were in it as well.
What, in terms of what?
One of the greatest videos. I think that was an absolutely incredible
amazing
videos.
Video.
Absolutely.
No incredible. Music. No, hey, yeah. How does it go
no
again?
No music.
Hey, yeah, no music. No
incredible.
Music.
I enjoyed that video, yeah.
Yeah, very good video.
But now, I think I'm going to give Kai a content creator of the year, maybe.
Yeah, for Mel. For female, who are we giving it to?
Female. What female content creators are smashing it? To be fair, we have to give a big up to Maya Jama in terms of just being what she's done this year with Love Island.
Do we call her a content creator or a presenter, though?
She's just an entertainer.
She doesn't actually create content, though, does she?
Yeah.
She gets booked for a job.
Yeah, it's true. But in terms of, obviously, I feel like you can kind of just involve her in there because I don't know many.
Neither do I.
That's what I'm trying to say. Female content creators.
That are like doing iconic stuff on the level of Kai. Because I could name loads.
Go on.
Nella, Grace. GK Barry. There's this other girl called Madeline that I think is super hilarious.
It's limited. That's what I'm trying to say. You can name loads. So I feel like for me, I'm going to just probably give it to Maya just in terms of what she's done with Love Island this year. Rimmel. She's got Dolce & Gabbana.
What was
she's
the cover? What's that cover? Vogue. She done Vogue.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. I feel like she's done some monumental things this year.
Yeah.
So big up to Maya. She was all smashing it, man.
Go on. What other awards are there?
Best supporting actors. I feel like this is a category.
I feel like it's got to be me, you know? No, I don't care. Let me tell you why, yeah? I'm the guy that jumps on the next man's video and I elevate it, yeah?
Okay.
Genuinely, I feel like I deserve that award.
And you know what? We're going to give Philly the award of best supporter. I can fully agree. I know if Philly is in a video, it's gonna go well.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be hilarious. So I can't even lie.
Look what I did for Sidemen 20 versus 1.
Yeah, it's not the best, no most viewed anymore though. I love though.
What's the most viewed?
I think Kaisenat. But
that makes you like
no, but that's because he's got a bigger audience. You could argue that mine could pretend. Nah, his was better. When he grabbed that bar, let's get ahead.
And then I can't lie, you're on sniffing the seat upside down. It was. Let us know in the comments what you think. Is it Kai? What? Kai's
or Speed? Speed's up there as
Kai,
well.
Kai's Speed or Philly's 20v1? Which one do you think is the best? I'm genuinely gonna say yours.
Yeah,
maybe because they're one of my best friends, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say either mine or Kai's.
It kind of suits you too, because like the list of names here are for real, like Oscars, who win best supporting actor is like Morgan Freeman. You're so Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, he looks like him as well, to be fair.
What, you think I look like a Morgan?
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
No, I don't think I look like a free.
I just clocked his name's even whitish. Morgan Freeman. He wants Freeman. Hey, Morgan, sort yourself out, man. Change that surname. You're not clocking it?
Yeah, yeah,
Morgan
yeah,
Freeman.
Yeah, you five guys.
It's not me, never. Why?
He loves the five guys.
Nah,
as well.
I like one gal. That's a good munch.
Yeah,
one
that's
gal.
A good munch.
Yeah, not five guys. I can't lie, if you go five guys, crazy.
Yeah.
And if you're going Subway to get a foot long, yeah, good luck, man.
These are the best. Why for five guys? Man, don't
and
eat
also
five
Subway,
guys.
Bro. You're getting there to get a foot long. That's crazy. Or a 6-inch. However you're feeling. You're just hungry for it. It's mental, you know. I can't lie, yeah. Subway and five guys. That's out of the vocab now. Can't go there.
And last award to wrap up this section.
So what I want is like your personal favorite. So I'm not thinking like the biggest one, the one that's got the most numbers, the video on YouTube or whatever platform that's left the biggest impression on you, which makes it the best.
Sorry about this, but I'm about to say Mr. Beast's philanthropy video going out to Africa and building 100 wells. That video,
done.
Incredible, man. Really? Like it's because it's something I've always wanted to do. Getting my philanthropy bag. Unfortunately, I don't have the funds like Mr. Beast one day, but that video for me was absolutely, like I was in shock. I was in awe watching that. But if it's not that one, what would you say? Because off the top of my head, I can't really think.
I'm gonna stick to that only because sometimes like it's so easy to focus on the things that make you laugh, all the humorous stuff or like mad entertainment stuff. Look, Lambo this, yacht that. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But that was amazing because it was like a gentle reminder, like, yo, give back if you're in a position to. Anyway, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And even though when you think you don't have enough to help, like every little helps. Who says that again? Whose slogan is that?
Tess.
Tess. So I feel like Mr. Beast is, what was the title? Building 100 wells in Africa?
Something like that.
But I feel like that was the best video of this year.
Logan Paul's dropped off a little bit. He used to make the best videos on YouTube, period, in my opinion.
I never watched Logan Paul, you know.
Brother, he was absolutely, absolutely incredible. He's done like a couple, but like it hasn't been anything compared to that video where he did at the end of the year. I think it was just before the Japan thing. Like he had absolute incredible video, man. Like, for me, Logan Paul used to be one of the best creators, but now he's too focused on making billions, which is fine. I'll do the same thing.
What's Max's surname? He makes videos similar to Nico.
Fosh.
Max Fosh.
I think he's unbelievable.
Fair play.
I watch him very, very, very often. I think he's unbelievable. I watched this video the other day that he opened up a company and it became the richest company. He's brilliant. Him and Nico need to collab.
Yeah. Lux as well. I really like Calix.
I just know him as Calix.
He did that golfing video where he kept hitting shots.
I just saw him, you know. That's crazy.
Is it?
Yeah, just outside. Just I was coming in, I was like, yo. And basically I was in an Uber and then a woman in front wasn't moving, but then my Uber didn't understand that the woman needed to.
Yeah, good story, man. But I'm going to shout out to, Calix. I think Calix had a great video in there where he basically did a golf. He tried to make a hole in one, basically. I think that video was incredible, to be honest. But
do you guys not rate the series that Nico had?
What, the Menace one? The thing was the Menace one, I've seen it like 7 months before it was meant to drop. Do you get it? And obviously Nico comes home and tells me what he's recording and that. So Nico for me is genuinely my undisputed UK GOAT. Like, and I will always say that. Like the way the guy works, I'm lucky enough to be his friend, so I can see how he works, how he plans videos. I generally don't think there's a brighter man on YouTube when it comes to like the UK. Like I think he's genuinely the GOAT. And I've been saying that for years.
I want to shout out my brother as well, Gideon. He done something.
He stopped YouTube.
Amazing. He stopped YouTube to follow Christ, and I think that is amazing. You got to respect it. You don't have to be religious to respect a man following his faith. So yeah, brother, I hope your journey with God goes amazing. And can almost guarantee you that you've inspired so many people across the world to get closer to their faith, even if it's not Christianity. Amazing. It inspired me, and that day I even picked up my Bible and read Psalm 92. So thank you for doing that, brother. Trust me, you've touched a lot of people's hearts.
We are going to miss you, Julian.
Yeah, we are.
Incredible content creator.
Go.
Can I ask you one final one?
Yeah,
I think it's pretty obvious.
What is that on my... what's this? Is that Clean Hearts Comes?
So what's mine?
What's that?
I don't know. Yeah, that eat, man. That's why. That eat. Go on, Lawrence.
You can put your toenails on the t-shirt.
Yeah, put toenails on the
t-shirt. That's funny, yeah? Look, today.
Oh, you finally fixed those disgusting nails of yours.
No,
right?
That was a day off, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not perfect. Like, I can't look Leng Naras all the time. When have you ever seen my nails before and gone, yeah, Black Naras, 30? It doesn't happen, bro. That was just
one off.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
You get me?
Most people don't take a day off their nails. Fair enough.
Wait, though. Cause they're thinking, rah, who's the other voice?
Oh, yeah, Lawrence. Shout out to Lawrence. Man.
Yeah,
that's my
shout
boy.
Out our brother Lawrence, man.
If you know about podcasts, then you know about Lawrence, man. He's been in the game since I can remember, man. And we're lucky to have him on the team.
Yeah,
so, facts. Lawrence, it only makes sense to get him a mic as well, man. He knows what he's doing out there.
Yeah.
Roasting Philly so far. Best drop of the year, like in terms of clothing, because you've got a lot of friends who made a lot of clothes.
Yeah.
Clean Hearts is sort of a side thing.
Primo. No one comes close.
No, I'm gonna say Primo. Primo for me this year has been incredible. He's made some incredible pieces. Only started last year, and the last drop as well has been absolutely incredible.
Amazing.
The Cargos, for me, Primo, Sharky, and AB have done absolutely incredible. You can see Philly's just standing up to show us his trousers.
Primo,
Primo for me, yeah, it's probably been a good drop. Split that as well. Shout out to City Boy Mo and G'd Up. I need to introduce you to them. I'm a very good kids. They have a great clothing brand called Split That, and that's been incredible. And of course, can't forget Clean Hearts, man.
Yeah.
I think they've done a great drop recently with some jumpers and a couple of tees, and the tees are still on the website as well if you want to buy some.
So, the tees are still available.
Yeah,
it's just the hoodies that are sold out.
The hoodie sold out in 24 hours. But you know, at the end of the day, I couldn't do it without my team. Yeah. And
I had to beg, cry, and hope for mine, and eventually I got
absolutely
mine.
Absolutely. Well, his one got sent out to him. You were in Vegas.
It didn't.
Yeah,
it
with
didn't.
Your other
Trust
friend.
Me, you don't even want to see the texts that I'll send the
job. Absolutely.
Please, brother, can
absolute
I have
lie.
One? Oh, bro, we're tired at the moment.
Absolutely. Wallahi, I was
struggling a little bit to.
No.
But it's cool, man. Grateful and blessed that I've got my
Shut
one and
up.
I can be part of an
Shut
iconic
up.
Movement.
Don't forget HP.
And HP
yes.
with his We Are Winning. I only got one shirt, though.
Yeah, and I haven't seen the new drop. He keeps on...
Oh, he showed me pictures of it.
Nice.
Yeah, if it comes out like that, then it's absolutely incredible. Because you know how sometimes you can send over a design and it doesn't look like how it comes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my content creators of the year, man. I know I'm missing out on people. I know I'm going to get home and be devastated because I'm missing someone. But I think the people we need to look out for.
Are
you going to say that?
So for the listeners, I've just done a face because it's, bro, I was just about to say the same thing. It's so easy to talk about the people that are like on top already, but there's so many content creators that deserve more limelight on them because they're just so good at what they do.
I've got two in my head.
Who is one person that you'd really like to be in a better position or you feel like deserves to be in a better position because they're good?
Daniel's Dunya. Absolutely.
Don't know Daniel's doing
I'm gonna show you him, bro.
Put me on.
He's hilarious. Like I got that same feeling watching his videos, like when I did with Harry Pinero. Like he's raw.
Whoa.
Yeah, he's
that's
raw.
A big statement,
he's, bro. Like, bro, I DM'd him. How about that? I DM'd him the other day, and I haven't done that since Harry Pinero. Like, DM a content creator. So for me, Daniel's Dunya next up, in my opinion.
Dope.
And if not, like, there's a girl called Ava Hiron or Hiron. One, I don't know how to pronounce her name, but she's hilarious as well.
Dope.
Like those two for me. I think they deserve a good 2024, man. I've seen Ava do some things with Nella and what's her name? Claudia, I think her name was. So she's on her way up, man. I think she's very, very good. Very good.
I've got three. Mine's LBMM, Sam Ham, and Digilent Cow.
LBMM, I saw you. He's in the thing with you, innit?
Yeah, I stream with him quite.
He doesn't speak much, though.
I stream with him quite. He does.
I was watching the stream, bro.
Oh, well.
You look nervous, you, man.
Yeah, well,
wake up, man.
Well, LB, you hear that? Speak up more, bro.
Yeah, man, get involved. Because I think it was you, Lando, Angry Ginge, and him.
No, hear the names that we're playing Fortnite with. Obviously, yeah. Ginge, LB, we already know that they're the brothers then. But Lando Norris is a regular Fortnite player with the boys now. He's going away for a week now, so we won't be playing with him for much longer, but it was good. For the little 2 days that we played Fortnite heavily, it was fun. We didn't get one win. In 2 days playing Fortnite.
Horrible.
Bro, that's over 100 games. We didn't win once.
Shit.
Oh, speaking of Fortnite, you should go check out my streams on Twitch, Young Philly. The other day it was really good. Because Trunk set us a challenge, a really good one, and he had to pay out 9k if I got 12 kills and won the game, and we didn't do it. And then Trunks phones me absolutely buzzing. But anyway, moving
on.
So, this next section is talking about, would you ever do a podcast with your partner?
Me?
Yeah, I know, you're very private.
Never in a million years would I do my any type of content with my wife. No way.
Okay.
No.
Oh, let's say if your wife wanted to.
I'm going to have that disclaimer from the beginning when we start speaking.
Why?
Why would I never do it?
Mm.
I feel like I've got my private life, my Amin. My name is Amin, of course. I've got my private life where it's just Amin enjoying himself with his family, friends. And then I've got that life where I show to the people, which is Chunks and kind of, it's like a bravado, a persona. I feel like I have two different characters when I'm Amin and Chunks. It's like some alter ego shit. It sounds weird, but you know what I mean? I feel like it's like working 9 to 5. You know what I mean? I feel like I had that Chunks persona, but then I prefer being in my Amin bag.
Mm.
Why the hell would I bring my private life into the Chunks bag? I don't get it.
Mm.
Like, I've always really appreciated privacy, which is the reason I haven't put my sisters or my mum online, my brother. So I think for me, I want to keep certain things private and I want to keep certain things public. So my wife is just under that umbrella, which is privacy. So, and also it's like you have to have some type of Hashad, we call it Hashad in the Somali, and it's like have some type of respect about your life. You know what I mean? I don't want to showcase my wife and everyone see her. And like, oh, that's Chunks' wife. I've always hated that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I would never in my life, inshallah, if I get married, take a picture of my girl like this and then put it on.
So if your girl's a supermodel,
I couldn't give a shit. That's my supermodel.
Why am I showing people? No. But the point I'm trying to say is that it's no longer private because your girl is.
But I'm
on the cover of Vogue.
I'm not going for that.
Yeah, but sometimes I understand that.
I'm saying
but
I'm having conversations with my missus about what her future plans are, what she wants to do.
Hear
in
all
life.
That, but then sometimes haven't you fell for someone that you didn't think you'd fall for? Let's just say hypothetically.
Okay.
Let's just say that woman was a supermodel. What'd you do then? Would you then tell yourself mentally, let me stay away from this because she's in the public eye?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
so if you're in the public eye, don't even bother.
No, I'm not going for that.
Yeah.
Me personally, bro.
So yeah, that's not something you'll do. Yeah.
Nah, I can't, man. I like to keep my life private and I don't want my relationship. Well, to the point now, if something, one small thing happens and then it's all over the blog pages, Chunks and Mrs. Piss off.
Mm, fair
piss
enough.
Off, man.
Lawrence gave me a really good idea before we started the pod and I would do it, but then obviously I don't want to do it forever because I do want to get married and start a family, but it would be sick if girls I was dating, I'd done a podcast with. So it was my show though, but my guest each time changes based on who I'm dating that month. So it'd be Britney, and with Britney 3 months, me and Britney fell through.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing...
Yeah, but you're just giving Britney clout.
I'm not bothered.
Is it?
Yeah.
And then she starts making videos about, and then the real truth about Philly.
What's the real truth? Nice guy, loves God, looks after his mum and his sisters.
About
sometimes
like,
has black little fingernails.
Yeah, and horror nails as well.
Yeah, wood long.
Wood left.
Why is that bad?
I don't know. I just don't
you
like
know
that.
The rule, me, bro. I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't know. I just think content-wise, imagine a podcast like that. Like every other 3 months, the guest changes and it's the person that the guy's
That's
there.
That's hilarious.
That would be gold.
Yeah.
I just hope it's not me. I'm giving an idea to someone else. You
lot
take that.
What if the girl's meaty, like in terms of personality? It's dry.
Nah.
What if the girl doesn't want to do it? You know how many girls don't want to be online?
Well, then that's fair enough. Yeah. It's just, again, hypothetically, do you know what I mean? But yeah, me personally, I wouldn't see a girl that had a dry personality.
If you had a gal, would you put it on socials?
No, but I would do little things to show that I've got a gal.
Okay.
So like,
I need to do that.
We're out for dinner, you get me? Just like that. You know when you hold your hands like that?
Yeah, but you see a black nails on the kind of camera though.
No, what have you? Look, man, look. That was an off day.
Okay, cool.
If there's any foot surgeons out there as well, man, if you can fix my feet.
Foot surgeons?
No, my feet are wrong.
No, they're disgusting.
Do you know why they like that?
Football.
Yeah.
It's football, man. Colombian that. You play with socks.
No, I used to wear tight football boots. So tight that my big toenail used to bleed. That's how tight they were.
What size is it? 4?
No, like size 7 and I'm at 8. But there was this Colombian coach that used to train me called Pichua. Mad
Pichua.
Name. Cold name. Incredible name. He was called Pichua and he used to go, when your boots tight are, you connect with the ball. See what I'm saying?
He's not lying though.
You get what I'm saying? You connect with a ball better.
I think someone did that as well, a footballer. Well, I think it was...
Liverpool centre mid. Yes.
Yeah, Summers.
His dad told him to keep on wearing size 8.
Yeah, or seven, or six, one of them ones. Yeah, he's a small foot. Even that Watford, I think it was Ruben Neves or Jao Moutinho.
Why did that youth go Saudi, man? Don't even start with a football chat. No, Neves. Yeah. He lost his mind. Big baller for the Prem, bro, and he's gone to play in the Saudi league.
If you're getting offered 10 more times, how much bread do you make? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There you go.
I think it depends on what you want, innit?
Because I want Moolah.
If you
want
to leave an amazing legacy, then going to Saudi right now is not going to help.
He don't care about legacies, that Wolves.
Yeah. Some people do, though.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
Clearly doesn't. If you go to Saudi Arabia at the ripe age of like 28 or 29,
yeah,
however old he is.
But to summarize it, I wouldn't have a podcast.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I would.
You ever seen LeBron James' feet?
LeBron James' feet? No, go on then.
Show me.
You're going to want to Google it. Like, just...
LeBron James' feet. Right now, we're literally trying to check. To be fair,
hey Siri.
He can have the worst feet in earth.
What does LeBron James' feet look like?
Why are you asking Siri?
Because it'll get a picture up.
Never.
Look, bro.
We'll check it. Oh, goodness gracious. Great balls of fire. Those feet.
Great balls of what?
Fire. Look at that.
No, why does that layered. Toe curl up?
They're layered. They look like fucking stairs.
No, it looks like... Why like stop taking what's in my brain, bro?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What?
That's crazy. I don't want to take stuff, anything in your brain.
Brain is lost. Why?
His toes, that is the worst toes I've seen in my career.
Worse than mine?
Yeah, guaranteed.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah. No, but to be fair, he's a goat, so he can have these toes.
So I'm not a goat, am I?
No,
right?
you're not a goat.
Could you what even makes you a goat?
The greatest of all time. I think
best in your field.
Yeah, but then it's also like, a goat is overused though, if we're being honest. Because look, Ronaldinho, what is he?
An amazing player.
Okay, Ronaldo.
An amazing player.
Oh, so you don't see these men like goats?
How? If they ain't got more goals than Ronaldo and Messi.
But I'm just saying, what is Ronaldo?
A goat. Well, whoever's got the most goals is a goat. You know what I mean?
Okay, so then what would you call Messi?
The goat. And you got more goals than Ronaldo?
I don't know about the goals. I think Ronaldo
He's won more Ballon d'Ors.
Yeah, Messi has.
He's the goat.
Fair play.
Isn't it? It's got to be the...
But okay, cool then. What would you call Nico?
A very good YouTuber.
KSI?
An elite YouTuber.
Oh, KSI, you want to say the GOAT?
How, if it's Mr. Beast?
Because KSI is the GOAT of the UK.
Oh, okay. Well, then, if we're sectioning it off, then yeah, he's the GOAT of the UK. But Mr. Beast is the GOAT of YouTube.
I overuse the phrase GOAT.
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe I do. Because I say Saka's the GOAT. I'm just joking.
No, Saka's amazing, though.
Yeah, he's absolutely incredible.
He's amazing.
That's the star boy.
He's amazing.
Whoa. Bukayo. That's my chant for Bukayo. I love
it. It would be amazing if Arsenal did that.
They did. They put on their TikTok like 3 times.
No.
As a chant in the stadium. Who can say...
Because what's your chance?
Me.
Arsenal?
Arsenal. With the pride of South London.
South London's number one. With the red and blue. And you know it's true.
Horrible team, Crystal Palace is a horrible team.
We lost to Luton. Yeah, no, bro, why do we go back to football? We just love ball, man.
Is it injured again as well?
Yeah. Good day for the ball.
I put him at FPL for no reason.
Is it?
Now,
Elise's back though.
Yeah.
Scored on his Lacroix return.
Yeah.
But seriously, imagine you go back to someone's house and you wake up the next morning or whatever, lovely big bed, satin sheets. Obviously, Philly's got satin sheets. And then... He goes,
silk pillows as well, so the girl don't get the hair tangled. But I'm a deeper guy, so you lot will know about that. So anyway.
I don't know about it.
Yeah, because certain gal have to put on bonnet so their hair don't tangle up in the morning. But obviously, if you got silk sheets, then they ain't got a button. I'm too deep. Anyway.
I've set the podcast up. We're ready to go. Like, imagine you wake up to that.
Wake up to the John just being like, yeah, come on, says that. Like, me personally?
Imagine
you can't try it with me, bro.
I'll be honest. I think it depends who I'm dating. Because that's why I gave Chance the mad example of like, if your girl's in a public eye already, then I don't think it makes any difference of you trying to be super private because your girl's probably more bait than you. If my girl was in that light already, then I'll do it. It's only going to bring us more bread, better for us, build a bigger yard. Do you know what I mean? More opportunities for our future kids. But now if my girl's a private woman, then I wouldn't do that, bro.
Would you say everything on the podcast? Would you be one of the people where you're like, if we have an argument, we're going to be arguing on the podcast?
Just so you like, mine comes from a personal standpoint, yeah? Because like, my older sister tried YouTube for a bit, yeah? To the point that she got her first big shot, which is being on a series that Chunks had on his channel, which was called?
Good videos.
Chef Chunks? No.
God knows, man.
Anyway, Chunks had a cooking show on his channel and my sister got to feature with the likes of KSI, Chunks, just to name a few. I was meant AJ to do one, Darkest. I didn't do it, AJ Darkest. And then she started getting, all her comments were mainly positive, but the five that were negative absolutely ruined her mental. Bro, she never done YouTube again. So then I look at that side and I think for someone that isn't used to that already, trying to bring him into that and having to deal with like negative the mental comments. Side of it when things are not like all the way up, it's just headache. I'd rather not. Do you know I get asked to do quite a lot? Lies, because I haven't been asked in like the last 3 years, but Love Island.
Oh my God.
Do you remember the year I got asked and I told you?
Yeah.
I would never though.
Never do that, man.
Yeah, never. Never in a mil.
Yeah. They just put you in a box, innit, unfortunately.
I mean, if I could see the edits before they come out, then I'd probably do it. But like,
you want creative control.
Yeah, because I could be funny for like 5 hours, or maybe not funny, entertaining, or say things, but and all of a sudden I can say...
Complaining, yeah.
Yeah, like, why'd you only use salt and pepper for your food? And all of a sudden, oh my God, Young Philly says white people only use salt and pepper for their food. Like, it's just long, bro. Allow me, fam. That, like, the media's horrible, but I get it. They've got to like create a villain, story, do you know what I mean? Yeah, so they sell more papers than that and articles, but... Yeah, that's long. Miss me with all of that.
You'd be good on Strictly Come Dancing.
Do these people get paid a madness? Because what I've been offered is not a madness. Well, like, I make more off YouTube.
Well, Strictly?
What I've been offered for some of these shows?
Yeah, there is. Because they don't really rate their content creators like online and that, social media stars and that. They just think they're kind of meaty. That's my opinion.
Dancing the cha-cha. It's Philly and Linda. You know what I mean?
That sounds good though, innit?
Yeah, and that with Linda.
But okay, smiling, I've got a confession.
Yep.
I can dance, because you've seen me. Allow me. You miss me with the banter. I got rhythm. I can move.
Yeah.
But now to go and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, and 7, yeah, 8, and yeah. 1. I can't do that, bro.
Okay, who's a better dancer than me? Be honest, bro. Be honest.
Okay.
Me?
I just shakes my brother's hand for the audio listeners. Chunks is a very good dancer. The guy can move. And you know what makes you a good dancer?
Yeah.
It looks good, and then you also can be funny dancing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what was the dance music?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Horse Rider.
Yeah, there's a Horse Rider. Crazy.
Yeah. But crazy. Yeah. No, God forbid. But you see, I do want to do Big Brother, you know, Celebrity Big Brother.
That'll be cold.
I would love a Celebrity
Big Brother. That's basically a locked in, but just on a...
Yeah. I should do it. Please give me a Celebrity Big Brother bag. If they do the next Celebrity Big Brother, I'll be on it, you know. There we go. I would want to do that, you know. I've always been a fan of Big Brother. Davina McCall. Who's the girl after Davina?
Emma Willis.
Emma Willis!
I don't know, man.
This is Channel 4. You're live on Channel 4. Please do not swear.
Yeah,
Big Brother
was
probably my favourite show back in the days.
The first thing I'd say, yam shit. So, I want to start a new section. Actually, no, you can introduce it, Lawrence, because it's actually your idea. So you introduce it.
Who knows if this is a good section? We might never use it again.
No, I feel like it will be, because I feel like from the last ep, people really were liking ranking the source list. So this is quite similar, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. I think it's like a sporting idea. Start, bench, trade, right?
Yeah.
So you start a player, you put a player on the bench, and you sell the other one, right?
Yeah.
And trade him. So we're going to do that, but just with normal, everyday...
Random things. Yeah, it's fun.
Do you guys want to start with food or cars?
Food,
okay.
I was going to say cars.
How are you for breakfast stuff? Because I'm thinking pancakes, waffles, French toast. Any of those?
All right. Yeah, there we go. This is a good one. Very good one. Pancakes, waffles, French toast. Third, waffles. Let's get rid of waffles.
You're my guy.
Yeah, they're not really for me.
That's an American thing.
Yeah, that's not really for me.
French toast, number
one.
Yes, so we're starting French toast and pancakes is on the bench.
No, but now if we're talking Malawa, which is the Somali version of the pancakes.
What, the little fin joints?
Yeah, Malawa's number one. Malawa's number one.
Malawa.
Yeah, but pancakes, I'd say two in terms of just the conventional one.
Mm-mm-mm.
French toast for me, universal.
Yeah, absolutely French toast incredible. Is crazy.
Yeah.
Do you remember the French toast in Qatar?
I miss it right now.
Oh no, the pattern in Qatar is different.
I'm dropping
I was living
video
like
today.
A shake.
I'm dropping that video today.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Oh, it's a good video, bro. You like it.
Is it a good one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't see it before it comes out?
No, I can show you in the break.
Oh, nice.
Would you? you can't just say like what happened with the French Toast in Qatar. It's just you two just had a memory.
Oh no, it was just really nice. That was it. Like, what do you want us to say about it?
We woke up, we ate it, and then we enjoyed it.
Yeah, like, what do you want us to say? I had a mouth wrap of bread and sugar. Like, it was just really nice.
No, but like, so there's so many different categories of French toast. You can have it like with, have you ever had it with stuff inside it?
Nah, that's too much.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. People like to complicate things, bro. Just French toast is French toast.
I'm talking about the normal French toast, cinnamon and some maple syrup on there. Just a slight drizzle, just so it doesn't overpower the flavor of the French.
Icing sugar,
maybe just a little one, two, not too much. And then that, warm as well. Cut him open, bite him. It's hot, it's sweet, it's nice, it's right.
No berries.
Sorry?
No berries.
Like you're doing way too much.
See, you're, wow. You're a berry coolie.
Yeah.
I know you're a little berry coolie in it. I know. I can tell. You give me berry coolie.
It's never a berry joint on French
berry
toast.
Joint's never for me. I like just that. I don't even mind a cut fruit just on the side of it, though. Don't put it on top and overcomplicate
it. Side of it, though.
Yeah. Blackberries.
Where did that sound like that was from?
Manchester.
Yeah. Side of it, though.
Yeah. Manchester. Yeah. Boston.
That's another question in itself. If you could live anywhere else in the UK, where would you live?
Qatar.
No, UK.
UK? Oh.
this brother, no. Qatar is in here for you, you know.
Manchester. Manchester, I would still.
Would you?
Yeah, good scran up there, Manchester.
Yeah, I'd probably go Manny as well, just because I got loads of friends there. Boring question. let's do cars.
Start bench trade, cars. Aston Martin.
Wait, do you want us to do it? Should we do it collectively again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aston Martin, Ferrari. Do you say Porsche or Porsche?
Porsche. Last 3, 2, 1. Aston Martin.
You're my flipping brother.
Yeah.
And bench 3.
Wait. What was the last?
Think logically. Bench. No, but he don't know about cars bench. Like I do.
Bench, yeah.
3, 2, 1. Ferrari. Yes.
Porsche is not right, man.
No, Porsche.
It's not right.
What? 911?
Yeah.
GT?
Yeah.
Wait, did you not say you want your next car to be an Aston?
Yeah, but Porsche makes the best cars ever, bro.
Yeah, in terms of Porsche,
it doesn't matter, bro.
But Stuart's upset with that.
What
do you say, Stuart?
What would you have put? I had a
Tycoon, and it was the biggest pile of shit.
Yeah, because he got a fucking Tycoon. It wasn't a 911.
No, yeah. Back after 3 months.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
Nah, his bread is long. Man said I bought a Tycoon. It was a pile of shit. Sent it back after 3 months.
It's electric off. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me,
I'm not on that. I like to start my cars in here.
Yeah. But a G-Wagon don't do that. Anyway,
yeah, do that. Chunks loves my G-Wagon so much that he asks to borrow it quite often.
Quite often? I drove it 3 times. I asked him it 3 times.
How's that not quite often?
3 times in a year and a half.
Yeah, but you done it 3 times close together.
Well, yeah, I might as well use it because you can't use it.
Final start bench trade.
Yeah, final one.
Driving, not driving, no. Okay. This is Christmas films or like holiday films.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Are you good for that?
Yeah.
Okay. You might agree or disagree on this.
Yeah.
Home Alone, Grinch, Elf.
Free.
Okay, in third position.
Yeah. So, what was it? Start bench.
Start bench trade. So trade is just get rid.
So trade. We're going with trade first, yeah? Three, two, one, Elf.
No, I knew
that's why you're
that.
Not my guy,
it's Grinch, man. Grinch, bro.
No,
that's Grinch.
Bro. No. Do your own list then.
You do your own list.
Okay, so I'll trade Elf.
Yeah.
Grinch is going in on the bench and starting his Home Alone.
Home Alone first, Elf second, Grinch third.
Crazy.
It's Grinch, Jim Carrey one. And then Elf, the second one is, what's his name, my brother?
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. He cried, was it, Santa? When he was screaming. That made me absolutely cry in the
Grinch
cinema.
Grinch says, Santa as well.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't. You're just talking too much. Generally, I think Home Alone, Macaulay Culkin, you have to shout him out, man. But the fact that his mum lost him 3 or 4 times, she's taking a piss.
Yeah.
How many Home Alones were there?
They're taking them away. Yeah, there were 3, but there are only 2 with Macaulay Culkin. The third one, people...
Well, I don't care about that one then. But
What's he on now? Please don't tell me he's gone left and Hollywood took his life.
I saw pictures of Macaulay where he was just done out, man.
Drug out?
Drugged off, but you know what it is?
Why does Hollywood do that to people?
When you make it as a baby, bro, he's what, 9, 10 making it.
Bare Mills.
Chilling with Michael Jackson and that. Like, you're just doing wrong things.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but
He met the goat.
They used to chew at each other all the time.
No way.
Yeah, but obviously Macaulay said he didn't do nothing dodge, so obviously shout out to Macaulay. But what I'm saying is...
I don't know about this.
Yeah, what? But yeah, Home Alone 1 and 2, good piece of work, man.
Yeah.
That for me, whenever I see that on TV, I'm watching it, bro.
Yeah, cold.
Guaranteed.
Cold. Also, let us know in the comments below what you would have started, benched, and trade. It was absolutely hilarious reading your comments in terms of where you rank sources. I just want to give an honourable mention for a man that lost his soul in the comments. He said he would put sriracha sauce top as his number one sauce. That is absolutely insane to me.
Do you know another bit they loved so much as well?
Yeah.
Is the role play. So I feel like we need to make this like a every episode.
Okay.
And we need to act out a role, like a scene.
Is there anything so far that we spoke about that we could role play on?
I feel like I can give you some dilemmas and you can role play some dilemmas.
Yeah, we're going to
Cold.
You know, just on follow up on Home Alone, do you think you make it through Home Alone if you're that kid?
No.
Yeah, I am.
No, this guy, bro.
I am. You know why?
Come on, bro. At that age, you would have been a little scared, you.
For me,
this guy is so annoying.
I was getting in scraps nonstop. No, I was the
jarring.
Guy. Okay,
jarring.
I'm joking. I wouldn't.
We wouldn't survive. Bro.
No. You think I'm making.
I would have done, I would have left my yard and let them have it. Yeah, I swear to you, rob everything. Yeah. I'm chilling at the police station.
No, I'm going to my uncle's yard because I think one of his uncles lived there or something. While I'm calling the feds, I'm out of there.
Yeah,
I think
bro.
I'm scrapping these guys and doing little. Nah, I'm not on that, man.
Really?
Yeah.
But now,
I wouldn't. I just wanted to say, because we're talking about Home Alone, I thought about the scene where he's got the TV on and he pretends that he's shooting. He goes, oh, God, that is an amazing film, isn't
it? What was it? And what was it? Oh, I forgot the flipping scene.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Yeah.
And a Happy New Year.
Yeah.
And then when he comes back, they're saying this. He's crazy.
I don't know why I thought of Scarface. Say hello to my little friends. I'm lost my mind.
I feel like as a kid, you know, if they did like Smileyland Home Alone.
Yeah.
Chunks would be that kid. Do you know what I mean?
No, he wouldn't survive.
What? Who are you?
He'll be in what's
he
that pancake?
Know me when I was
he'll be in that pancake.
You know what I punched him.
What's that pancake called? Malaha.
Malawaha.
Yeah.
Malaha.
What's it called?
It's Malawaha. I can say empanada. You can't say
that. We don't say that.
Empanada?
What do we call our pancakes? Hey, my Latin American people, what do we call pancakes in
See, you don't even
in Spanish?
Know. Joke, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, joke, man.
You guys asked for some weird ones last time, so I think some people have sent some weird ones as well.
Fuck's sake.
So, if you were a chair, which celebrity or person would you like to sit on you?
Yeah, he lost his mind. Who are making some crazy faces?
Also, which part of your body would be the chair bit, like the bit they sit on?
I know, it'd be your
waist. No, it wouldn't.
It would
just be my arm, because I want to be, respectful.
Oh, you're not your face. You're not someone's in your face.
So whose box would I eat is what you're asking.
Have you got a celebrity crush apart from Lauren Landon? Because you said that before. That was boring.
I think I'd go for a mature box.
A mature box is fucking
I think I'd go Jay.
J-Lo.
Do you know how old she is, bro?
50?
She must be reaching. J-Lo age. We're Googling J-Lo's age right now, audio listeners.
Who remembers? Who remembers?
J-Lo's 54, yeah.
She did that dance. Go, J-Lo. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. She was crazy back in the days.
Yeah, J-Lo. I don't know, you know.
You know what's crazy about J-Lo, yeah? Back in the days, they used to think she had the whammest backs ever, right? She had the biggest bunda, right? You know, if you compare her bunda right now.
So what, the current bundas?
When did that change?
Yeah, Ice Spice.
When did this all change?
Ice Spice.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I don't know when it changed, but right now I'm thinking about Ice Spice sitting on me. I'd pick Ice Spice. I saw her performing and she had this little red dress on. It was basically a live strip club performance.
Yeah,
car.
Yeah, mental.
The whole body was hanging out a door, could see the ooch, everything.
Yeah.
I'd pick Ice Spice.
Well, you like a little afro that she's got going on?
She's health and wealth.
Yeah.
Ticking her bumba seed.
Okay, right now she's on this pod right now.
Now, be respectful.
How is it? What was she moving? Was she flirting to you?
Yeah, then I flirt back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live-o.
Yeah, live-o.
Yeah, you're
100%,
the guy.
You know,
I think he'd be scared.
All right, cool. He's just saying that to get a reaction out of me. I'm not a shy you. I know my brethren. He just wants a reaction out of me. But no, I'd be respectful,
little,
man.
Little shy you, man. Chilly.
Yeah, like I'm not always like that. But yeah. I pulled a face, audio listeners. Who would you?
I'm not saying that.
No, because you could have gone deep and gone, your chair's the foot, and you want Michael Jackson to sit there and ask him your how he done it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it don't have to be sexual, you know?
No, actually, it'll be like this, so my arm would be around them. and it'll be Damon Wayans, and then he sits down and I manage to have a conversation with Damon Wayans.
Fair enough.
I love him
so
much.
My arm round Denzel Washington, chopping it up.
Oh, fair. So it wouldn't be your face with Ice Spice's backs?
I won't eat a bum.
You wouldn't?
Nah, not a bum.
Okay, cool. Fair play.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
Well, I just thought that would have been like your first thing.
What, to eat a bum?
Yeah.
No. Nah. What's her real name?
Ice Spice.
Yeah.
Felicia.
Felicia.
Yeah, Felicia Spice.
Yeah.
The fact you believe me is crazy.
No, I did not believe you. Not for half a second.
Yeah.
Her real name is Isis.
That's crazy.
Is it actually?
Mm-hmm. Isis Gatson. And her real name is
That's why she made Ice Spice, because she didn't want to be named after a terrorist organization.
That's mad.
Yeah, Isis is
crazy. But her name's her name, innit?
That's a crazy name. Shout out to her, Marge.
It's a beautiful name for a woman, though. Isis is actually a really beautiful name.
Yeah, it is. No cap.
Yeah, it is.
No cap, it is. Still sounds a bit mad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little bit mad, though. No, that is very mad, in fact.
Dilemma number two.
Yes.
Love to you guys, but my dilemma is, what's your best way to move on from a girl? Simple.
Leave time to time. I think in my moments like that, I just left time to time. Literally. It's going to hurt, innit? It's like when I've had like family members pass or like someone I care about pass, and like people have asked me that question. I just got to leave time to time. You've got to accept that you're going to be upset one day when you wake up, or there's going to be certain things that remind you of that person. So you just got to leave time to time, innit? And depending on how close they were to you or how much time you spent with them in your life and how much memories you created, you're never really going to stop thinking about them. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm. It might not be as heavy, but for example, like one of my favorite restaurants, if I was to now go there on a date, I'm going to sit there on that date and think, oh my God, the last place I was here with was my ex. I'm not going to sit there and think about it the whole night, but it's going to be a thought that enters my head. So yeah, just leave time to time. You?
Yes. So he wants to, what's his question again?
Sorry, bro. I spoke for a long while.
That's all good.
It's very simple. What's the best way to move on from a girl?
Yeah.
So the advice I'll give to him is just to give yourself time to heal properly, man.
Yeah.
I think for me, a lot of people like to try to move on quick and find a rebound and forget about the girl and think they have this automatically. They just, because most relationships don't end amicably, innit? So I feel like they have this resentment towards the person, like, oh, F them, that they weren't shit anyway, etc. And then you just kind of go angry, instead of actually just being sad, because it's okay to be sad and upset that you've lost somebody. Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, giving yourself time to heal is the best thing. And enjoy your family's company, enjoy your friend's company, do things that you weren't doing when you had your girl, and just try to enjoy life and work on yourself. I know that's a big cliche, because a lot of people be like, I'm working on myself right now, but I feel like it's underrated, man. Just go out and enjoy yourself.
The gym helps too.
Gym helps, maybe get new hobbies that keep your like mind clear off it. And
Yes, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good
one. And also, number one thing, delete her off everything. Delete your ex-partner off all social media and delete cut ties as well. Yeah. Don't try reaching and say, how's everything been? How's your new man? Is he matching you like I am? Like I did. Don't do none of that. Like, don't try to flip and rekindle as well. Like, there's a reason it finished. I've never understood splitting up with somebody then getting back, then splitting up then getting back. That doesn't make sense to me. Because there's a reason you split up in the first place. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I feel like,
but then I'm sure
obviously there is success stories that there's been someone that's been split up and 5-6 times and then they get back and they're married with 3 kids and they're happy, of course, but I'm saying majority of the time it doesn't make sense to be with someone that you split up with 4 times and you've had arguments with, because there's a reason.
Yeah, majority of the time.
Yeah,
but sometimes I feel like a lot of breakups are due to misunderstanding as well. Like,
yeah, but I feel like you can't misunderstand yourself 3 times.
Yeah, you can.
That's crazy, in my opinion. And you lot just aren't well suited, because why the F is it taking you this long to communicate?
Man City had it 115 times.
Who?
Man City.
See, we always go back to football, you know.
But what about those friends who, when they are trying to get over a girl, post on social media? How do you feel about that? Do you have any advice for those people who, you know, sometimes...
Trying to get over a girl and they post her on their socials? What do you mean?
No, like, so, you know, those friends who use social media to get over a girl, it's like they're posting like very clear stuff.
Oh, subliminals.
Yeah.
Little subliminals.
How do you feel? Is that something you do, or do you endorse that? Or are you going the other way? You're
I understand it, because obviously it's hype. You're emotional. You're just a mess. You're not really thinking clear. Like, you'll look back on that in a month's time and think, why was I doing that? So you can't tell someone how to react and how to feel about a situation. You get it? So I understand everybody vents differently. Everybody handles grief, quote unquote, differently. Because obviously you feel like you've lost somebody. You know what I mean? They literally have, because you're used to having your girl or your boyfriend or you're messaging every day on a day-to-day basis. You're seeing them as often. And then randomly, they're not there in your life anymore. You know how weird that is? So I do understand where you're coming from. But I would suggest just staying off social media and actually giving yourself time to heal and not just clouding your judgment. Because all of a sudden, you just swipe on Instagram and you see a girl that you used to chat to before your girlfriend. And then you're just going to hurt her feelings because you want to, you know what I mean, use her as a rebound. Just take time off, man.
I think the only time it's acceptable to do that is when you're using it in an art form. So like if you're a painter, you want to paint a picture that shows your heart's been broken, or music. Yeah. Look at music, bro. Half of the songs that me and you, especially you more so, because you listen, you're an R&B fan. Half of them songs are about breakup, bro.
Yeah,
or
nah,
like a girl
it.
Leaving him, or do you get what I'm saying?
Mate, so, if you want to make music about make music, that's great. I feel like certain people, when they were in relationships and then they break up, they make the best music when they break up.
Mm.
There's certain relationships I want to be broken up just
Drake
so I can hear the
is,
music.
Is one of those phenomenons.
Yeah, the tune about Georgia Smith. Absolutely incredible.
Hmm.
What? But yeah, man, take time off, just enjoy yourself. But obviously, I'm not going to now fault you for making a mistake for going on social media and doing subliminals and indirects. You know what I mean? It's childish, but you're allowed to be. You're emotional.
Yeah.
While we're here, you know the Nelly and Kelly song, Dilemma?
Yeah. That was good. That sounded good.
That was good.
I love you.
Crazy.
Need you.
Nah. Good song.
But who was right in that situation? Like, does no one ever think of the guy that she's...
To be fair, I think she's incorrect because she was on Microsoft Excel where she was pretending to be on her phone. So she's in the wrong for me personally. The fact she's acting like she's texting someone, she's on Microsoft Excel. Have you guys?
I don't remember the video properly, you know. Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Nelly, or no, Kelly Rowland was actually in the music video pretending to text somebody, but she was on Microsoft Excel.
What was she doing on Microsoft Excel?
She's pretending like she was texting somebody. That from there on out, she's in the wrong. So shout out to Kelly, man. And Nelly's got the flipping little... Who? Tell me now, did you ever used to put the sticker on your face?
No.
The plaster?
No, did you?
Yep, that had Nelly. Yep, that had Nelly, I used to do it.
I never. Anyway, moving on to the next dilemma.
This is quite a long one.
Okay.
My girl had to go overseas for a trip, but she had no money, so I spotted her, which is fine, no problem. But I asked for one thing, and that was that she doesn't get a tattoo. For some reason, her girl mates like to get drunk tattoos. I asked her not to when I handed her the money. She comes back from the place with this horrific tattoo and says it's just a tattoo. Why am I so cut? Am I the bad guy for being a bit cut?
No.
No, we're doing this one in acting form.
And then we're going to give you the answer after.
I'm the gal.
You're the girl. Yeah, of course, you're the best at that, yeah. All right, so what is this now?
So I think you need to replay. You need to play two scenarios. So first of all, you need to do handing the money over, and giving the caveat.
You have to ask me the money for tattoo. Go on. Yeah. Like. 3, 2, 1.
You're right, Ronald. Yeah. Just gonna go on.
You're the best for coming up with names on the spot.
Why am I Ronald?
What's wrong with Ronnie?
That's a horror name. All right, cool. Go on.
I call you Ronnie though.
Yeah,
go on. I'm in love with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Ronnie.
Yeah.
Me and the girls are going to Ibiza.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah. We all right then, whatever. Yeah, go on.
What do you mean?
I was really I told you I don't like that place, but all right, go on.
Yeah, I know, but that's where Belinda's having a honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah.
And is it all right if I just get some money? Because I've paid for the TPIs this month, yeah. And I've put it all through the systems. I'm a bit down at the moment.
All right, well, listen, I'll give you that money.
Yeah.
But please do me a favour, because I know you say you and your girls, when you get drunk, you have a bit of fun and you like to get tattoos. And please, for the love of God, yeah, Belinda, don't do that.
Well, it's a conversation I did want to have with you. This is a little one I do want to get.
Well, I'm not going to give you the money. If
all right, babe, but I won't.
All right, you sure?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Well, thank you, Ronnie.
No, you have a bigger problem with the friends who get the tattoos.
Okay.
You should express that problem.
Because you know your mates, Katie, yeah, Beth, all those crazy little girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they have a little bit of a drink, they go crazy.
Well, what's that got
to do? And they influence you, don't they?
What's that got to do?
Because they do, because you're a gullible girl.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
No, you are.
I've never followed them.
I'll give you the money. Just
fucking
please.
Julie sniffs. I don't sniff, Ronnie.
Yeah, well, God forbid. We don't want that, do we? You know what I'm saying? I'll give you the money. Just please don't get a tattoo.
Okay, I won't.
There you go.
Just analysing the situation, is that manipulative at all? You're giving someone some cash and you're giving it the caveats. Would you do
that? No, I don't think that is.
No, it is, though.
Nope.
Because if I'm a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
Why is you giving me money determined on you helping me?
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying this.
You just said that Katie and Julie is an influence on me and I'm gullible.
Because listen to what I'm saying. First of all, why are you acting like you're in a situation?
Yeah, you just relax. I'm you're saying, actually Ronnie.
No, okay. Well, in that case, yeah, let me tell you something. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, relationships are about compromise, correct or incorrect?
Correct.
So if now I'm uncomfortable about you doing a certain something to your body, fair enough, of course it's your body, I get it. But I'm just saying, oh, babe, I've got a problem with this. I'm not saying if you do this, I'm threatening you and say, if you do this, I'm going to do this. It's not that. I'm just saying it will make me upset if you do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't have to do it. Obviously, if you want to do it, do it. And of course, we can have that conversation after. But I'm just saying, for me, I feel like, same way if now if the girl says to me, I don't like when you do this. Like, if I don't have to do it, I won't do it. You know what I'm trying to say?
Ronnie,
like,
I'm back!
Boom, boom. You right, babe? Right, that was it.
Amazing.
Wait.
Sit down and sit, Ron. Sit down.
What happened?
Look.
Lifts up shirt.
It's only a little one.
For fuck's sakes.
Oh, come on, Ron. I'm fucking suck you till you're dry tonight.
Catherine. First of all, I accept. But why on earth did you get that done when I asked you not to do that?
It's always been a dream of mine, Ron.
To get a tattoo
it represents
of a pina colada on your flipper waist.
It represents my nan's favourite drink. We used to call my nan Pina. So no. Real stuff though, real stuff. What then now, bro? Is something sentimental to her that makes her feel connected with
us. We can't work past it.
Do you know what I mean?
But I also feel like you've disrespected me as well. Because at the end of the day, if you were going to get it guaranteed, you should have sat me down and said, I'm getting it. Why didn't we have a conversation before you left the Ibiza? You know what I'm trying to say? I feel like that's just your conniving, but you're doing, you don't, obviously don't respect my word because we left this conversation as you're taking the money and you're not going to get this tattoo. So why are you getting
the
tattoo then?
So would the size of it make a difference in the dilemma's case?
No, for me, it's not about the size of it.
It's the fact that she got the tattoo.
It's the fact that I've asked you to not do it and you've done it without even asking me, without, you didn't do anything, bro. Like, I understand, fair enough, it's your body, but I'm saying at least let's have a conversation about it. Why are you doing something about when we didn't even speak about it?
And when you've agreed not to. Well, yeah. It depends. Read the dilemma one more time for me, please.
My girl had to go overseas for a trip, but she had no money. So I spotted her, which is fine. No problem. Feels a little bit like passive aggressive.
Yeah. Fine,
which is fine. No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. Don't worry about it. But I asked for one thing that does feel like it comes with a caveat, and that she doesn't get a tattoo. For some reason, her girl mates like to go get drunk tattoos. I asked her not to when I handed her the money. She comes back from the place with this horrific tattoo and says it's just a tattoo. Why am I so cut?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you just said it's just a tattoo. You've disrespected your man. It's not something that means something. I'm so against tats, by the way.
I just think that if you...
Just from a religious standpoint, I wouldn't get a tat, wouldn't get a piercing, wouldn't get none of that.
If she accepted... the fact to take the money, and in that case she wouldn't do a tattoo, and then she did the tattoo without telling her man, that's disrespectful. But then of course it does kind of sound caveat-ish, and you've given her the money only on the, you should just want to give your girl money if she's abroad, you know what I mean? Like, that's your girl, you know what I mean? So it's people, there's pros and cons to both. I feel like he's right to some respect, she's right to some respect, but I feel like at the end of the day she ended up getting that tattoo without telling him. That's crazy.
What would you do? Would you tell him break up?
I don't think it's worth the breakup. I think breakup is very, maybe a bit over the top potentially, especially like, but then of course.
What about if she knew though that she was going to get it? She's now lied to him. Is that not worth?
At the end of the day, everybody has different reasons to break up. You know what I mean? He might think that this is something bigger than we feel like, and like, we're not going to tell somebody how to feel about a situation. So if he feels like the next necessary thing to do is a breakup, then fair play, go for it, bro. But I think in my opinion, if I was in his situation, I probably would feel like we'd have to have a serious conversation about that. Because at the end of the day, for me, it's different. I date to marry. I don't date just for the sake of it.
Same.
You know what I mean?
So at our age now anyway.
Yeah, our age anyway. So
grown ass, man.
For me, obviously, if my girl was obviously with a Muslim and then I'm talking to her and she's talking about...
She wouldn't even get attached.
Got a tattoo. I'll say, Udbam Shah
Jim. Do you want a final dilemma?
Yeah, could do.
Yeah?
Yep.
All right, cool. This one might be a bit sad.
Why?
Hi, guys. I'd like to stay anonymous, please.
What's her name?
User. I'm a 20-year-old girl, and I have a boyfriend who's cheated on me twice.
Yeah, there, man.
I really love him, but I don't think I can walk away from him. He's expressed his remorse countless times and told me he's willing to change. I don't want to give up on him, But I can't lie.
Well, you stay there and keep on getting hurt, man. Simple as that. You stay there and keep on getting hurt. Like, cool, I understand maybe making a mistake once, but twice. Cool, man. I've got literally nothing to say. Like, that, fucking hell, bro. like, come on, man. Nah, am I alone here?
I hear it.
Come on, man. Sort yourself out. Yeah. You're sending, like...
But one thing I will say is she can't see it from your point of view because of the fact she's the one in love. You know when you're in love, yeah? Every red flag gets ignored.
She ain't in love. She's brainwashed. There's a difference, bro. If she was in love, she would know that this brother doesn't love her back, bro. How can you cheat on someone twice and be with them and claim you're in love?
Fez, that's right.
Or am I just deluded?
It's the trust thing, right?
Yeah, it's like, trust. She don't trust him. Like, she'll never trust him again. I feel like he should. He knows that his girl's infatuated with him. Just leave her, man. You're taking a piss. She deserves someone better, bro. I think for me, the advice I'd give to the girl is, he's not worth it, man.
You're 20 years old. You're
in your prime, man. You're going to find
something. Reached your prime yet. 2-5, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, nah, for me, honestly.
Give us some real advice, because I'm just being a little bit arrogant.
Nah, darling, honestly, yeah, hear what I'm saying. It's not worth it. I think the fact that this guy isn't respecting you, he doesn't show you the love that you're showing him, the fact that you're willing to compromise your... Because I think if someone was to ask you and you were before in the relationship, would you let your man cheat on you twice and you'll still be with him? You'll probably be like, are you crazy? But because of the fact that you feel like you are in love, you're letting violation slide. And for your sake, I feel like if you even spoke to your dad and mom about it, I know for a fact they don't know about it. Because if you told them, they'll tell you, are you taking the effing piss? Get the hell out of that.
Ooh.
You have to respect yourself.
Maybe she don't know no better because her dad's cheated and her mom's took him back.
Well, then in that case, then you're just in a vicious cycle then.
Deeper.
I think for me, the advice I'd give to you generally is just get out of that, honestly, because he don't respect you, he don't rate you. He's going to carry on doing it and keep saying, babe, I'll change, but he's not going to, especially if he's cheated twice already and you're only 20. How long are you in this relationship? Mm. Get out of that, man.
If you find out someone's cheated in a previous relationship, does that change the way you treat them in your relationship now?
I think that's unfair because you shouldn't get into the relationship with somebody if you know that if you're going to get paranoid after being in that relationship, that's unfair on them. You knew what they were. You accepted them for what they were. So how am I going to judge them based on past mistakes? Obviously, I understand being a bit more wary potentially, but you can't let them know that you actually have a problem with the fact they cheated in the past because you look past it.
I think if I was to date someone like that, I'd just be paranoid nonstop.
Then there's no point of being in
that
relationship.
There's no point, yeah, you're
right. There's no point of being in that relationship. That's what I'm saying. It's unfair on both parties because he might generally have changed and then he's there thinking, let me do XY for my girl because I want to make her feel like she's special, and then all of a sudden she's always like, wait, where you been? It's like, I haven't done anything. I was generally going out to do stuff for you and it's going to just be toxic.
Yeah.
There's no point in that situation. It's like, either you don't
care
about that.
So then don't you tell the person that you've cheated in a previous relationship if you was the person that cheated?
Yeah, well, if you're okay, then listen to this now. If you've been in a past relationship and you cheated on your girl and that's the reason it broke up, it finished, sorry, and then she's now asked you, oh yeah, why did you break up? And you said, it was because I cheated on her. And she accepted you for it, that's fine. If you said a different reason and then she finds out after, then she could be upset about it because you lied to her. Mm. There you go.
Starting a relationship on lies can never be good.
Never.
And with that being said, I don't need intro, so.
Oh, you want to finish the video?
Can I give you... Because when this is coming out, I've got a real good dilemma for you. Only this time of year.
Go on.
Can I give it to you?
Yeah, of course you can. That's crazy. You said, can I give it to you? You said, yeah, go on. It's mental.
Yeah, crazy. But you
said you love me. I love you on the last podcast.
Love him now.
Yeah, I know, but it was love's different to wanting to give it to something to someone.
Good point.
You know what I mean? That's different. But shout out to Philly though, man.
Go on then.
Let me get Vaseline, by the way. My lips are drying their ass.
I got the... Watch this.
Are you fine?
No, there's the chair. Where's this from?
Qatar.
Yeah. Qatar Airways, to be exact. Go on, bro. We're listening.
I've just left home and I'm alone in a new city for the first time.
Yo, what city are you in?
For New Year, I want to go out and get a midnight kiss.
Is that a thing? Bro, central then?
What's my tactic?
Wait, is this a girl or boy?
Girl.
And where is she?
It doesn't say, it just says new city.
All right, if you're in a new city, you just you discover the place that's popping.
Go on Hinge.
No, so you can't give any of this kind of Hinge advice. It's not a Hinge thing. I think we got to give real life.
Look, I'm going to pretend like you're in London.
She's a gal, yeah?
You're a girl, you're in London. I'd suggest 9:33, you step out your crib, you go to, where do they do the fireworks in Central?
near the London Eye.
Near the London Eye. You go there by yourself and you target an area which has got single men that you like.
Target
and
an area.
Yeah. Genuinely, it's real
disagree,
life.
Disagree.
And then you start a conversation with somebody at around 11:30.
Nope.
Chat to them for about 30 minutes. 11:59, you want to go for their lips. You're like, oh, it's midnight.
Doesn't work like
then
that.
Then you go for the kiss.
If
that's
you
my
think
opinion.
You're on a bridge looking at fireworks and you're going to suck someone's face, you're delusional.
What
rather,
do you
you've
mean?
Got to be in a sort of setting. You've got to be at a bar, a club, a restaurant that has a bar or a loud environment. Bro,
I'm just trying
don't
to be more romantic.
Yeah, well,
really.
We're not doing that.
Because fireworks are licking off and you're hearing them and you're lipsing.
Yeah, doesn't work like that.
All right, cool. Well, what are you going
to
say?
Go to a bar, my
professional
love.
Professional lipser.
Go to a bar, yeah.
Are you going to be
dance.
There?
I swear. No, I'm not in there. I'm not in there. I'm somewhere else. Yeah.
Where are you? Just tell me. Where are you
I'm
be
in
at?
My yard streaming, which you should follow me on Twitch.
12 Hattie o'clock.
Yeah.
On New Year's.
Bro, I was on for 7.5 hours last night.
I know, you lost your mind yesterday.
Yeah, but seriously, I think you just got to be in an environment where men are also looking for the same thing. If I've gone to go see fireworks, I don't want a kiss. I'm with my mates. I genuinely want to see the fireworks. Do you get what I'm saying? So go to a bar, go to a club, and I guarantee you'll get the kiss. Women have the power. Men don't. If you say no, it's a no. If you say yes, it's a yes. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, so nice. You are in control of that kiss. So go to a place.
Have you seen anyone? Good question. Have you seen any of your brethren, them guys that are like high value man, quote unquote, and like a girl tried to move to him and he's like, nope.
Me.
Crazy!
And
is
you,
it?
You've had a guy try and move to you and you're like, no.
I'm yeah, I hear that. But so I'm saying, I want to hear that from you. Can you give us a previous experience? Because I want to know the shame they felt.
Like, I'll just act oblivious to it. Like, you've seen me, innit? I'll be like at a table somewhere. And like, naturally, when you get a table, girls come over, innit? Obviously, yeah. Free drink. It's probably more of a vibe rather than just being on a dance floor. I don't know. Probably just a free drink.
Yeah.
And like, girls will try like dance next to you. Not necessarily like wine on, man. Yeah. But just this one. And I'll just be like.
And get away from them.
Like, drink
and how
drink
come? How can we do that?
I'm not feeling them. What I mean? Like, I'm a man that has a lot to offer and I'm a catch. So
catch.
You end up with me, you're laughing.
Yeah.
Same way that the woman I'm going to end up being with for the rest of my life, I'm laughing because she's a catch.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I'm looking at you and I'm not like, you're a catch. Like, don't get me wrong. I do love a fat bum, but that ain't enough, man. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you can't just have a fat back and think that man's interested. Like, you've got to be a catch. You know what I mean? So So are you? You're a high value man. Do you get what I'm saying in terms of your status?
Oh, I'm a catch.
Your money long. You know what I mean? Yeah. Handsome boy.
Thank you.
So man. You just got to know. And when I came in this position,
yeah, you have to finish that quickly.
When I evolved to the man that I am now, I realized that and I was like, whoa, this is sick.
Yeah.
Like, people are drawing me now. Like, it's not even me doing all the legwork. Like, this is kind of sick. You know what
Mental.
I mean? But yeah.
Good place, man.
What's the advice on how to get, not a high value man, but just not anyone at midnight? You know, you don't want to be desperate for the kiss
midnight. You have to go up some, man. You have to go.
The settings where you're going. If you're going Shoreditch now to a house wave where everyone's on a pill and wearing sunglasses, can't go to house raves.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I swear you hate the music.
But in Bifa, but when I'm in Bifa, I give it some. Like, I'm there. You know what I mean? I'm there. So it just depends. I don't know. It just depends. Like, obviously, but 9 times out of 10, if you go
Go Chilton. Chilton in Central. Have you heard about Chilton? Is it called Chilton Firehouse or Chilton?
Yes.
Yeah, that place is up, sir. I see Jamie Foxx in there recently. That's a rock.
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah,
Amy Ox.
Obviously, I was with Skeppy as well in there. There's a couple of men that are like proper famous.
You and Skeppy Rowe?
Yeah, me and Skeppy Rowe. Me and Dua Lipa was in there as well, just chilling. having dinner and Mick Jagger was in there. Like, you know what I mean? Serious people in there. Storms. Like, Chilton. If you want to go Chilton, like, that's where you kind of see the up-valued man.
Yeah, that's where
you'll see the serious brothers. So.
No, but I feel like the point Trunks is trying to make, just go to places where you feel like up-valued people are. And they necessarily might not be up value because that day in Chilton, I don't know, a guy that works in M&S, his boss got him a table there. So it doesn't necessarily mean he's up value, but you're more than likely
to
find an up value man in areas where upvalue people are. Yeah.
That's good though. That's good though, because if you get that M&S guy, he might be on the come up, and then you can sort of, you know, all the way up.
Regional manager.
But then having said that, he could be regional, me and you will still eat out of a Sam's or a Morley's, and I'd, if it was a quick one, I'd sit in there and munch my chicken quick and come back. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. So
luck,
sometimes
it's
just luck.
It's luck. It's
but
luck.
Then you can increase
your luck by going to certain places.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So where do we find up valued women? Same joint.
High valued
same
women.
Scenario.
Do you want a high valued woman?
Not bothered. I just want a woman that loves me and can look after me and cares for me and holds the back of my neck when I drive.
Wow.
And just,
what's your love language again? Did you tell me?
Affection. Touch.
Yes. Physical touch.
Yeah.
Why do you like to touch your neck, your face?
Just anywhere, bro. Even places that don't matter to me. Just do this while we're watching TV.
I'm currently
rubbing my arm up and down. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just dumb shit, bro. I'd like it.
First.
Tell me you're there. Tell me you're alive and well. You know what I mean? I like all that. Let's make it, I can't wait to get married, man. Start a little family, man.
Wow.
Serious, bro.
How many kids do you want?
As many as God can give me.
Wow.
Genuinely.
Seven?
As many as God can give me. Say you're alive. Yeah, on God, bro. You wouldn't have bare kids if you could have the chance to.
Yeah, football team.
Yeah, bro. So genuinely, I'd love that, bro. And obviously, if I'm still in a position I'm in now, I know I can look after them. And obviously, if money starts running tight, then I won't have that many, but...
Can you name your son after me, Chunks?
No, Chunks?
Yeah, name a Colombian boy, Chunks.
That's horror.
What about Amin?
Yeah, Amin's different. That's a nice name.
Yeah,
that's
thank different. You, bro. Appreciate that.
You know what I mean? But I like the names Alejandro, Sebastian. They have... That's another thing.
Is that
thing.
How you say Sebastian?
Sebastian, yeah.
Sebastian.
Yeah, the other thing is that my kids have to have Latin names. No, have to have Latin names.
Latin names?
Yeah, Camila...
So go on, yeah, give me two boys, two girls.
I like Camilo and I like Camila. I've always said if I have...
Oh, Camilo and Camila.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. That's the boy, twins. The little twins, boy, girl.
Cold.
Camilo, Camila.
Yeah, cold.
Aye.
Cuéntate. Yeah, quest.
Siéntate.
Why are you talking to them like they're dogs? Me say, siéntate.
Because you said to pimp on, that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, but you say dogs.
You don't say sit down like that to them? What do you say to them?
Do you just say siéntese?
Siéntese.
You don't go, siéntese.
Like, that's what they get angry. They get you mad though.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Siéntese.
Yeah.
I put the name there.
He's just saying stuff that he hears me say.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
ISIS?
What about that?
Oh, no, the name for a daughter. You got shook. He said, why is Lawrence just said that?
At Lawrence saying, Isaac, what do we do now?
No, remember we spoke
about the name. Nah, the name earlier. Not for me. Negative conversation.
Ice Spice's name, by the way, if you've just tuned into the podcast for some weird reason.
imagine pulling the podcast and falling into an hour 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You're an effing weirdo.
Yeah.
Get away from this section, if you know what I mean? If you have watched this, you know what I want to know? I want to see retention. If you have watched until this point, we do appreciate you. And just comment down in the comments below, Ice Spice. And that will show us if you've watched to the whole bit.
Yeah, I like that.
It means Woman of the Throne, which I actually quite like as a
name.
It's an Egyptian thing. And in Greek it means
an Egyptian
throne.
Isis.
Oh, you've heard of it before?
Yeah,
you know someone?
Yeah, no, I don't know someone, but I've heard of that. Oh, well, I have.
Well, since we're there quickly, what would you got? Give me one boy name that you'd like for your son.
I'm keeping that secret.
Okay, first.
I feel like people keep it. I can't pop me all that.
It's
top tier names and it's different.
Rare?
Yeah, rare.
Muslim names?
Yep.
Oh.
Arabic.
Well, they can't be that rare.
No, rare. I've never met anybody with these names. Yeah, me personally. To be fair, like even my name's kind of rare. I've only met two people with my name.
Met about 100 of means.
Say Wallahi?
No Wallahi.
There you go, see?
Yeah.
I haven't. I've met two people. When they say my name is Amin, I'm like, oh shit, what, that's me? And they spell it a bit wrong.
Mohammed though, that's common.
Mohammed's the most common male's name in the world.
Ah.
What? Mohammed is the most common male name in the world. Shout out to all the Mohammeds.
Do you know the most common surname in America is from?
Smith.
Where's that from?
My video, Betiscod.
Yeah.
Betiscod thing.
Yeah, called.
Yeah. And the most common girl's name?
Laura.
No, Olivia.
Olivia Bates. Some girl that went to my primary school. Whenever I hear the name Olivia
Bates,
I think of Olivia.
Shout out Philly, man. He's missing you.
No, it's not.
Why
that.
Do you remember her name like that then?
Because she was the longest girl in my primary school.
Yeah, so she probably, the only one to see how she looks now?
No, not really.
Is it?
No.
You reckon Meedy?
No.
Oh.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah. Olivia Bates, I know you're somewhere in Bromley. Shout out my brother, man.
No, she didn't live in Bromley. She lived in another end. But it's Kent, too much information.
Shout out to Kent, man. Bro, Olivia Bates. Olivia Bates. Where you at? Yeah. I know them girl at Blue Water. Let's blue out again.
No, she didn't live around them ends. She probably went one time.
Lewisham.
But yeah, Olivia Bates.
Nice girl, man. Had a sister. Her mum was lovely as well. Why are we chatting about Olivia Bates from primary school? That's over like not even 10 years ago. That's 15.
20.
Bloody hell.
20, bro.
Hope you're well, though. Live and well. You're
Alia Young. It's 20 years ago. Well, I was.
I'm 28, what the fuck?
Yeah. I'm the last 23.
All right, well, we're wrapping the podcast now.
All right, let us know in the comments down below what you want to hear us talk about, because I want to have debates and conversations. And
yeah, and also comment Ice Spice. And if you're here now, you know why, because Chunks explained it. God bless you. Take care. We appreciate you as always. Thank you so much for listening. People that are watching, thank you so much for watching and listening. And also thank you for the support. We did say it in the last podcast, but genuinely, hand on heart, we really do appreciate it. As you can see, my brother's tired, but we got another one to film after this. So yeah, God bless you. Take care. Bye-bye. Subscribe, like, comment, and hit the post notification bell.